93.1 WZAK. Good morning, Cleveland. Access Cleveland. Sam Silk here. Dr. Motlin is here today. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, Sam. Thanks for letting me come in on this cold day.
Yeah, we were talking, and then we were like, well, can you get Doc in? And we picked the coldest day.
I think so. Coldest day in history, probably.
Doc, we're talking about the 13th Annual Minority Men's Health Fair. April 3rd, 2015. Save the date. Free health screenings, health information, and happening on this day last year, and every year has been a great success, and a lot of folks have been helped.
Sure. Actually, it's a Thursday, April the 30th. That's the last Thursday in April.
Okay.
We're going to start about 5:30 in the evening and go until about 8:30, 9 p.m., and it's an opportunity for men to take advantage of what we're offering at Cleveland Clinic to come in and get a variety of free comprehensive health screenings. Mm-hmm. Screenings from head to toe. We have almost every department represented at Cleveland Clinic performing these preventative health screenings.
Yeah.
And it's all about the early detection of disease, because we can cure many of these diseases and serious medical conditions if we can detect them very early.
Right.
And one of the reasons we do it, we target minority men. It's obviously open to any man who wants to attend, you know, to undergo these free health screenings. But we specifically target men of color because of the higher rates of health care disparities.
Mm-hmm.
Twice the incidence of prostate cancer, twice the death rate from prostate cancer in black men. Compared to white men, higher rates of hypertension, diabetes, heart disease, kidney disease. And so, I mean, that's why we do it.
Yeah, yeah. And folks have actually, from the program, because I don't want to disclose people's information, but I've talked to some brothers who have went to the health fair, the health screening that you had, and they said, Sam, if I had not went, if they did not have this free health screening, I probably would be dead.
You know, it's a stark testimony to the fact, I think, that we are making great strides and progress in the community to, mm-hmm. to get the guys to understand how they can actually take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this is an opportunity, and historically, a lot of times, men have shunned doctors
mm-hmm.
For various reasons. Men, you know, a lot of times, they haven't felt that they matter enough
mm-hmm.
To go undergo these preventative health screenings. But, you know, the fact of the matter is we have detected over this past several years in the annual Minority Men's Health Fair many cases of prostate cancer. We've detected cases of kidney cancer, bladder cancer, you know, diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, serious medical conditions that otherwise may not have been detected. And you're right. I mean, I've had many of the men come up to me and say, were it not for the Minority Men's Health Fair, you know, this particular venue, we would have never felt comfortable enough to come in to undergo the screenings. And I'm very appreciative to you, because you've actually been there also.
Oh, yeah.
At the health fair. I really appreciate the opportunity to get the word out about the fact that we're having the health fair again.
Right.
And because we are committed. I want to say we do this health fair annually, but also throughout the year. We run our 3 times a week Minority Men's Health Center clinic. So it's not just, you know, one health fair.
Yeah, right,
so we're,
right.
we're there year-round actually yeah. serving the men and trying to improve their health outcomes.
Now, if they want to find out more information about that, where can they find that?
Exactly. You know, well, you know, you can go to the Cleveland Clinic website. You can, you know, type in on your search engine, Minority Men's Health Center. Minority Men's Health Fair. You can actually register for the health fair online
mm-hmm.
at clevelandclinic.org, and then it's /MMHC, or just type in Cleveland Clinic Minority Men's Health Fair and it'll come up. You don't have to register online. You can actually show up on the day of the health fair. If you want to come into the health center, you can also call my office, or you can call my office to find out more information about the health fair. 216-445-7550 is my office phone number.
Right.
We want to encourage all the men to come, tell their friends and colleagues to get in and take advantage of these free preventative health screenings.
And, Doc, before we go, you mentioned this off air. You said, Sam, you know, everyone needs to have a physician. Women, they have two.
Exactly. Yes, yes. And you know, I really believe that every man needs a urologist also, mm-hmm. in addition to a primary care provider. you know, the primary care provider is a generalist who is looking after your blood pressure, your diabetes, mm-hmm. you know, your general health. But a urologist is a specialist also who is trained specifically to address men's health issues.
Right.
And so, just like you said, I mean, most women have a gynecologist in right. addition to a family doctor. All men need a urologist. Every man needs a urologist in addition to a primary care provider, because we're the ones that are focused in on their prostate health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have expertise in terms of screening the men for prostate cancer. And not everybody knows, and a lot of doctors don't even realize the fact that black men should start screening at age 40 for prostate cancer, whereas white men at age 55, unless they have a significant family history. So urologists are aware of all these mm-hmm. nuances. We're aware of how to take care of men, and really every man needs a urologist in addition to a primary care provider.
Twice a month twice a year for a physical?
Well, you know, it really depends on the individual,
mm-hmm.
How often you should see your physician or urologist. But in general, I, as a urologist, and many urologists, we recommend screening for prostate cancer annually. Mm-hmm. But it really depends on your particular situation.
Right.
I mean, we draw a blood test. We do a physical examination for that. And then we individualize, you know, how often you need to come in and get checked up.
Right, right. So, I'm just being real, Doc. A lot of men, like, you know, the physical side. Now, I thought we was cool with just drawing that blood.
Well, actually, that's a great point that you make, because in many instances, we don't have to do the physical examination every time.
Mm-hmm.
We like to do it initially, but again, if the individual, you know, if the gentleman doesn't want to have it, we're not going to force it.
Right.
You know, we can ascertain a lot of information from the blood test. It's called a PSA, mm-hmm. prostate-specific antigen blood test.
Oh, so that's what that'd be on that sheet when he said, how did you get PSA?
Like, exactly. And, right. and by the way, the President of the United States... Mm-hmm. An African-American male actually gets a PSA, a prostate blood test, every year also.
Yeah.
So if he's getting it, I would recommend it to everybody.
To everybody.
To everybody.
Everybody.
Because he gets state-of-the-art care, and that's what we're providing at Cleveland Clinic mm-hmm. and the Minority Men's Health Center and the Health Fair, state-of-the-art care.
That's great. Doc, we thank you so much, man. Again, save the date, April 30th. We're going to remind folks again as we get closer to the date, but I wanted to plant this seed now. And I want to encourage sisters, mothers, wives to write this date down. April 30th, set the Cleveland Clinic.
Yeah, main campus, Cleveland
main
Clinic.
Campus on Euclid, right?
Exactly, in the Glickman Tower.
Okay, so we want to see you there. And again, April 30th, that is a Thursday, 13th Annual Minority Men's Health Fair. Dr. Motlin, we thank you so much, man.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we got more coming up on the show.